This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. What do you do if you want to build a workforce, a high-skill, high-tech workforce that is as good as any in the world? Step one might be to look at who already does that and then copy them. Germany has been churning out highly skilled professionals for jobs in engineering and advanced manufacturing for decades now. From North Carolina Public Radio, Leonita Inge has that story.
Dozens of North Carolinians are visiting Germany this year to get a firsthand look at its apprenticeship programs. And one of the main stops is in Berlin at the Siemens Professional Education Center.
So, yeah, now we are here also in the part of the vocational training for mechatronics and industrial mechanics.
Martin Strickman heads Siemens Professional Education in northern Germany. He's personally escorting a group of North Carolina public school teachers from classroom to workroom. Strickman says their approach to education allows students to see and touch.
So that means the system approach is a basic idea of training what we provide here in Germany.
It's all about engineering at this Siemens Center. In this classroom, students are working on automation technology. Germany's dual vocational training system has been getting a lot of attention these days. This apprenticeship model is credited with work guarantees for young people and keeping the jobless rate low. Marius Kuhn is 21 years old. He says he was one of the lucky ones to get into the Siemens program.
We have good possibilities in the world market to get a job. That's why I'm here in by Siemens to learn electrical engineering.
There are about 1,300 students at this particular Siemens Education Center, but Strickman says more than 40,000 young people applied for the company's training program. Those odds sound more like trying to get into Harvard or Stanford. Diane Cherry is a policy manager at the Institute for Emerging Issues at North Carolina State University. She says the state has a lot to learn from Germany in linking the right workers with the best jobs.
It's a partnership between the community college system and educational institutions and manufacturers to really take advantage of the opportunities that are there.
Cherry will be visiting Germany this month along with economic developers, community college administrators, and members of the North Carolina legislature. Middle school teacher Anna Creech made the trip to Germany and to Siemens this summer. Creech says she will spend a good part of this new school year trying to expose students to what she experienced.
Having sixth graders, they have a hard time thinking to next week, much less what they want their careers to be. But that's what I'm encouraging them, is to start thinking and investigate and look around and consider the different opportunities.
And in a state where the unemployment rate for young people is one of the highest in the country, it's never too early to start. I'm Leonida Inge for Marketplace.